Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders, the Justice Department announced on Tuesday. A congressional committee probing January 6 voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of contempt of Congress charges against Steve Bannon, a longtime aide to former President Trump. Approval of the report paved the way for the entire House, run by Democrats, to vote on whether to recommend contempt charges. That vote is set for Thursday and is expected to pass. The U.S. Census Bureau is reporting the number of students enrolled in education systems dropped nearly 3 million between 2019 and 2020. This marks the lowest level of school enrollment for those under 35 years of age in the past 20 years. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The extremely expensive partisan social spending package by Democrats continues with ongoing negotiations. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
President Biden spent part of his Tuesday at the White House meeting with both moderate and progressive Democrats to try to get a price tag on the budget reconciliation bill. As moderates have said, they want to see the price come down from the originally proposed $3.5 trillion. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul joins Fox News and says the price will still add up over time.
They're not really whittling down what they're going to spend it on. They're just whittling down how long they're going to count the accounting period to be. So if it costs $5 trillion over 5 years and they only count $1 trillion, then that's $1 trillion. But that isn't making the program small. The programs are still enormous.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Dozens have died and several are missing after heavy rains and flooding strike northern India on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As America is facing major staffing shortages since the introduction of the COVID-19 vaccine, ingenuity in the United States mentality will keep free enterprise going. One restaurant owner in Hot Springs, Arkansas, is paying their employees and feeding them to do homework before their shift. Greg Jones, owner of the Explore Restaurant Group, tells Fox News about his successful program.
Yeah, so what we offer is that they come in an hour early for their shift. We take them upstairs. We have a nice quiet dining room upstairs, and in the afternoon is not a lot of people there. They get out their laptops. We got great internet service there. We feed them lunch. They work on their schoolwork for an hour while they're there. We really focus on trying to make sure they actually do study when they're there, and Drake actually goes up and checks that they're actually doing work when they're there. And then at the end of the year, if they achieve an A or a B, we give them a pretty reasonable, substantial bonus for those grades to try to incentivize them to stay with us for the duration of the school term.
The Justice Department has announced a settlement with Facebook. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Justice Department is settling a discrimination claim against Facebook. The DOJ saying the social media giant will pay more than $14 million following accusations that it didn't properly advertise more than 2,500 jobs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Rick Manning joining us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm going to have some background noise because I'm standing on the streets of D.C. as we talk.
Okay. We'll ask later what you're doing on the streets of D.C. Are you selling coffee, maybe a donut or two for, you know, just to keep everybody hearty? I mean, I know you're quite the entrepreneur, so you might as well take advantage of the crowd whenever you can, you know. So.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, one of the most amazing things about the streets of D.C. is they still remain relatively vacant.
Really?
So
wow.
There's lots of beeping of horns and stuff, but from a standpoint of how DC normally is, it remains about, I'd say about 60% capacity now, and it's just kind of surprising.
Well, it's become quite the police state. People are probably afraid if they don't even get near the Capitol. I mean, just walking down the street, they're liable to get arrested, right?
Yeah, I spend as little time in D.C. as I can justify and still have my job.
No, so, I hear what you're saying. Hey, when we were growing up as kids, we were told that nothing good happens after midnight, right? But I guess when it comes to the government, that doesn't mean anything. So here they are after midnight in the wee hours of the early morning. I mean, Jen Psaki was just putting herself in all kinds of pretzel logic positions, tying herself up in knots, trying to justify how the Biden administration was sneaking people into the interior of our country. And we're talking illegal migrants here. Oh, yes, by the way.
Right. Well, yeah, if you, the single best way to do it so nobody notices is to do it when nobody's awake. It's the lack of transparency in terms of what's happening, in terms of the bringing people into the interior of our country, is astonishing. We're literally bringing every single month at least a mid-sized town into America. Mm-hmm. And the people have a right to know where the mid-sized town's being located.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Rick, are they breaking the law here, by sending illegals into the interior of our country? I mean, what law justifies this?
Well, the way that they actually do this is the federal government has contracts with various social service agencies, private groups. Usually they're groups like religious names in them,
right.
Lutheran services or things like that. And those groups get paid a lot of money by the federal government to provide services to people, illegals or amnesty seekers and the like. And so they're actually paid to do that. So there is actually a federal allowance to do it because, you know, they're contracted with people to provide the services outside of the normal state and local social services system. So it's a, but the fact of the matter is, remains, that when you sit there and if you are going to have a significant number of people being transported into a town, into a community, the local government should always be notified. And
right.
Yeah, so it's a, and if they are, if they're not being notified, then, you know, they need to be raising heck about it. But more importantly, the problem is that local government might be notified, but if they, nobody finds out in terms of the actual people, it's not in the front, if it's not in the local newspaper and the local radio, then people don't actually know it's occurring. And they wake up one day surprised and their whole face of their community has been changed. They don't know how it happened.
Exactly.
That's what's happening across America.
Yeah, welcome to California. I mean, California is the poster child for how a demography has been changed so radically in such a short period of time. And this is what the Democrats are looking. They say, hey, we want every state of the union to be just like California. You know, a one-party state controlled by the Democrats because they're so brilliant. They have such a great track record of success, right? It's just amazing to me that they're able to get away with it. It's just, first of all, on a security measure. I mean, job one, national security. They're compromising national security. They're sending people in that have not been vetted. What we're hearing numbers, thousands of people going into the interior that are infected with COVID. I don't even know if they give them a mask. There's no shots that are administered. You know, they're not getting the jab. And they're sent in. And here we are. Everybody else has a vaccine mandate, a mask mandate, and all this other stuff that they had to adhere to, except for illegals. I mean, this is absolutely insane.
Well, it's, you even go into the college arena and you discover that in some places it's, you're far better off being an illegal trying to get into our post-secondary system than you are being a person whose, you know, parents grew up here and
paid their taxes
here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to explain because it's a, everything seems like it's upside down, and the reason everything seems like it's upside down is because it is. Things don't make sense. But when you sit there, and one of my rules is, if things don't make sense to me, it means I'm not looking at the problem from this side of the person who's creating it.
Exactly.
And it does make sense to the left because they can't win a vote amongst people who actually who pay taxes.
Yeah.
They can't win a vote again with people, you know, if taxpayers are the people who are the deciders, they don't win.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to create a class, a dependency class that overwhelms the paying class.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
Really. And the bottom line, what they're doing, and this is where America is slowly but surely waking up to this reality, is they are destroying this constitutional republic from the inside. I mean, this is it. I mean, I've been more outspoken than ever about it, Rick, because you've got to hold the people who are doing this accountable. Yes, there's some squishy Republicans. I get that. But by and large, this is all being orchestrated by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, and the lever pullers of the Democratic Party and the left. You know, thank God for Joe Manchin. Thank God for Kristen Sinema trying to hold back some things. But it's amazing to me that those are the only two of the senators that are holding back this takeover and this soft coup, in a sense, of what's happening right before our very eyes. And the people are just, you know, we need the moms who are upset and have been storming the school boards. We need the moms and dads, the mother bears and papa bears, to be storming our government, our local governments, and they need to get real active and not disengage from what's happening. The midterms, I believe, is absolutely a pivot point, because if we can't get control and have a free and fair election in this country, Rick, we're done.
I agree.
I don't think they will put up with another, you know, another fiasco like what we're having to live through, that we're told, you know, with increasing evidence. And now you've got almost 60% of the people really believing that the 2020 election was rigged. So whether Chris Wallace wants to agree or not, it's not about Republicans thing. It's the American people that question the legitimacy of the election. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We got more from Rick.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, continues with us. Rick, as we were talking about in this first segment and kind of to wrap things up, Barack Obama gave us the vision when he was elected a couple of days before. He says, hey, we're soon to start the fundamental transformation of America. He wasn't lying. The thing was that people didn't understand what he meant by fundamental transformation. I think we're getting a better idea now because Joe Biden has picked up the mantle and he's taking it to its next level. And he's doing everything to do that with a sense of urgency, as you said, because they realized that they expended so much political capital in 2010 under Obama for Obamacare, this fiasco that we still continue to live with. But, you know, they're throwing everything they can up against the wall. And even, you know, even though they're backing off from $3.5 trillion worth of tax and spend, this boondoggle that they're insisting on, that, you know, Biden's agenda is so built on, that even if they cut it in half, Rick, it's already going to set the stage because you've already entitled even more people into the program. And once you give an entitlement, you know, as Ronald Reagan says, it's the closest thing to eternity this side of heaven.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. It is a the $3.5 trillion bill is nothing more than a whole new set of entitlements. And they're middle class. They're aimed at the middle class. They're middle class entitlements. So they create an environment where the middle class is government dependent as opposed to self-dependent. Mm-hmm. And that is our independent. And that is a, and that's the plan. And that's what worries me about all this talk. And I've talked to you about this before, but all this talk, we're going to cut from 3.5 to 2.5 or 2 or 1.5. Mm-hmm. The amount of money they spend matters much less than whether the programs they put in place when they're doing it.
Exactly.
And every single one of the programs, well, a vast majority of the programs they have in that they're talking about are actually programs that are, would be major wish lists that they would put, try to actually pass a major piece of legislation. And it would be a big fight. Mm-hmm. But instead, they're trying to get all the programs crammed in one bill and have no discussion about any of them. What, and the model for that is actually in Obamacare. People don't realize this, but in Obamacare, the federal government took over the student loan system for colleges.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as just an add-on, nobody right. talked about it. Nobody talked about the ramifications. And so now Congress determines what the interest rate is on your loan. Congress mm-hmm. determines that. That's insane.
Is it Congress or regulators, Rick? Because what they've done, the Democrats are real good at doing this, is they've got a self-governing board of regulators in so many, you know, in so many programs that are all tied in that they don't even have to go to Congress. They operate on their own autonomy.
Well, that, and that's the and the rest of this bill that they're trying to get. That is exactly what they're doing. They're putting the infrastructure in place in terms of the legal infrastructure to allow the administrative state to build out the socialist government. Mm-hmm. And because they would pass the language, it would be, you know, it takes 60 votes to undo it.
Yes.
In the Senate. And that's the magic bullet they have. And we just know from historical context that once something's in place for a couple, 3 years, people get used to it. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans won't undo it.
Right.
So that's their play. They don't care that they're going to get slaughtered in 2022 on both the House and the Senate. They don't really care because if they can get this stuff in, they know the Republicans won't be able to rip it out. Mm-hmm. And by 2025, even if the Republicans get the White House as well, by 2025, the programs will have been set in and suddenly, yeah, you're sending your kid to kindergarten. You're sending your kid to government school at 2 o'clock and when they're 2 years old.
Yes.
You're, and that kind of thing, which is designed to continue, to take kids out of the parental, being the primary, child raisers and putting the government into that role. And we've mm-hmm. seen what's happened with the education system. We've seen CRT. We know what they want to do with our kids' minds. And now they want to get your kid when they're 2 years old and right. start indoctrinating them then.
Well, and that's clear. Terry McAuliffe made it real clear. He's trying to back off on that because he realized that it was a little too harsh and the people heard him. I mean, he was being honest that he didn't think parents should be involved in a child's education. I mean, you know, now we're back to Hillary Clinton, that it takes a village, you know. And, and so
he's going to is paying a huge price for that. There is a in Virginia, there is a massive backlash mm-hmm. against CRT, against transgender in schools. And there is a huge backlash against that. as parents wake up to what's going on. And
But it's just not just Terry McAuliffe. This is the Democratic Party. People need to see across the board from coast to coast, this is the sentiment of the Democratic Party.
Exactly right. And but McAuliffe is their standard bearer in a state that's still somewhat purple. And if he ends up losing because of this, it will be the Democrats are scrambling as fast as they can away from a lot of this aggressive agenda they have, because while the leadership doesn't care if they win or lose, the individual Democrat members of Congress care if they win or lose.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what they're in for.
So that becomes a real bad sign for them as they try to move forward in their own careers. So it's very few politicians who want to be sacrificed on somebody else's agenda. Mm. And that's what the Democrats in Congress are looking at. And what happens in Virginia is going to play a big role in how aggressively how much they fear their future employment as members of Congress.
Hey, Rick, let's talk about civil disobedience, American style. We've been hearing a lot about Let's Go, Brandon. If you missed the genesis of this, it's kind of amazing, but leave it to Biden's team to take an expletive and turn it into something altogether which makes no sense whatsoever. But there's a lot more meaning behind Let's Go, Brandon than what the media is talking about, isn't there?
Yeah, Let's Go, Brandon is essentially, for those of people who have read Atlas Shrugged, it's the equivalent of Who is John Galt?
Mm-hmm.
It is its predecessor was Epstein Didn't Kill Himself. Okay, it is a general statement that we don't trust you, the government. We do not accept your edicts. We don't like you very much, and stay out of our lives. And the fact that it's coming from college students, is really the most astonishing piece of this, because the Democrats have never had to deal with college campuses that are in open revolt against Democrat policies. Mm-hmm. And they're not used to dealing with this. They don't know what to do about it. And the Let's Go, Brandon part of it is particularly humorous, because it was a sports broadcaster who the fans were cheering something else, and she interpreted it into Let's Go, Brandon, to try to make it seem like it was a positive for the guy who won the NASCAR race.
Right,
and
right.
His name Brandon. Mm-hmm. And now, as almost a mocking thing, Let's Go, Brandon has become a national cheer. Mm-hmm. And those who don't know are finding out rapidly what it means, and they're laughing about it.
Exactly.
So Joe Biden is the brunt of mocking at a level that they never could achieve against Donald Trump with all their media resources.
Well, exactly. I mean, and this is the stuff that you appreciate that happens at the ground level. It's organic. It just takes off. It has synthesis, and it has momentum of its own, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And what we're seeing, the Southwest pilots shutting down the Southwest system. They didn't strike because it was against the law for them to strike, but they all had a lot of sick leave left over, and they were going to get fired anyway. So they said, well, we're just going to take our sick leave all at once. And as a result, the whole Southwest airline system failed. Their air traffic controllers doing the same in Jacksonville. They weren't strikes. They were merely people taking sick time altogether. And the disruption that caused caused the Southwest CEO to bail out on the idea of firing people over the vaccine mandate. The Delta CEO announced yesterday that he was going to not follow that mandate. We're seeing big companies that were falling in line left and right suddenly collapsing because their own employees are saying, we're not putting up with it.
Exactly. Well, hear ye. We love these employees taking a stand for freedom, and we stand with them. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Thanks, Rick. Take care.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health?
Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders, the Justice Department announced on Tuesday. A congressional committee probing January 6 voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of contempt of Congress charges against Steve Bannon, a longtime aide to former President Trump. Approval of the report paved the way for the entire House, run by Democrats, to vote on whether to recommend contempt charges. That vote is set for Thursday and is expected to pass. The U.S. Census Bureau is reporting the number of students enrolled in education systems dropped nearly 3 million between 2019 and 2020. This marks the lowest level of school enrollment for those under 35 years of age in the past 20 years. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Scott Whitlock, Research Director for Newsbusters, joins us now. Hey, Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you. Boy, I'll tell you, you love the hypocrisy and the double standard of the media, and they just have no shame. I mean, it's like they must think that we're all idiots and we don't have any memory of history whatsoever. The networks this time around, actually, back when Trump had instituted the Remain in Mexico policy, they said, oh, it was cruel, you know, it was just an awful thing, a terrible thing to do. I mean, forget about the fact that it was very effective, but nonetheless, the networks were all over the president for the Remain in Mexico policy, which today is being said, wow, this was actually brilliant. So much so that, the Biden team had no choice because it's an absolute mess and chaotic at the borders. We're all seeing, you know, over a million people have come in so far into our country illegally and all the other stuff, the late night flights into the interior of our country and on, they've got to do something. But, meanwhile, the Biden administration reinstates this successful policy and all we get from the networks is crickets, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So just to kind of bring your listeners up to speed in case they don't know, because the media is not covering it, on Thursday night, the Biden administration announced that they were going to accept the Remain in Mexico policy, that they were going to enforce it again, even though they still don't like and they still want to pursue legal challenges, they're going to do it. So we wanted to look and see, well, what is the coverage of that? Because with Trump, we know they thought it was cruel and terrible and mean, and they had all these stories of people suffering over it. And so we looked, and you won't be shocked to know that they didn't cover it at all.
Exactly.
And I think this really gets to the hypocrisy of the mainstream media, that this idea that they speak truth to power, they don't. They're there to protect Democrats and go after Republicans like Donald Trump, because whatever you think of the policy, if it was cruel, if it inflicted all this pain on illegal immigrants during Trump, then it's going to do the same thing for Joe Biden. But you're hearing crickets from the media.
Well, the other thing, too, I question, Scott, and probably you know better than I do on this, is, you know, he can say we're going to reinstate the remain in Mexico policy. But if you don't have Mexico cooperating, and from what I've heard is Mexico is not on the same or of the same opinion that they were when Donald Trump was in office.
Right. Yeah, there are certainly complications to it. And I think that gets to the broader problem with the media, that they don't want to cover this disaster at the border. They didn't even want to use the term crisis. And we see it is a crisis. We have done a study here at the Media Research Center more than once, a few times, just looking at coverage of the border. And what we found is we see these spikes of coverage when things were particularly bad, and then it would just drop off. And the problem isn't going away, as you know, as your listeners know. The problem is getting worse, and the numbers are bad, but the media is just pretending like it doesn't happen. So I think when you see these collapsing poll numbers for Joe Biden, there was a couple last week that had him in the upper 30s. Mm-hmm. This is happening in spite of the mainstream media, not because of it, because they are still trying to protect Joe Biden.
Yeah, there's just not enough propaganda that can cover the obvious. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to believe your lying eyes, or are you going to believe lying Joe Biden?
Yeah, well, right, exactly. And I think this should be, in some ways, it is a encouraging thing for conservatives and independents across the country that, look, you can go around the mainstream media, and the American people are not just beholden to a media that is going to lie to them and going to spin for this president, because if they were, we wouldn't see these numbers like they were. But yeah, we got to continue to be vigilant. We got to continue to get the word out, because the media is still trying to do what they see as their job, which is protecting this president from reality and from the disasters, immigration, Afghanistan, that we've seen since he took office.
Well, Scott Whitlock, the way I look at it, they're co-conspirators with the Marxists who are in control of our government right now, that want to do away with this constitutional republic. I mean, that's clear. I mean, make no bones about it. I mean, I don't think anybody has any doubts. Maybe some people that are just staunch Democrats that still hold to tradition. But this is not their father or their grandfather's Democratic Party anymore. I mean, it has been overrun by the Marxists that look at our Constitution as something that's malleable, that it was appropriate back then, but not now. And thank God for you that we've got these brilliant ruling elites now that are in control, because they're going to lead us into the promised land, a promised land of false utopias that, from the ash cans of history have left devastation in its wake.
Right. And look, what this says about the media is that for a lot of them, I would say for most of the mainstream media, what they profess is a lie. Just look at what the Washington Post says on the masthead on the front of their print paper every single day. It's democracy dies in darkness. The idea that they are going to be truth tellers and keep us alert to what is going on. Well, they're not doing that at all. They're doing the job of trying to protect Joe Biden and protect the liberal Democrat agenda. And they're failing, thankfully. But, you know, we have to keep being vigilant, and we have to keep going around them, because they are not going to give up. If anyone thinks they're going to give up in protecting this presidency as it collapses, you're wrong. They won't.
Yeah, no, exactly. That is their commitment. And talk about democracy dying in darkness. It's dying in darkness on airplanes being sent across our country in the dark of night and early morning hours, that the Biden administration and Jen Psaki, I mean, I would not want her job. Because I think that, she has to sell her conscience and her soul out so much that I don't know how she holds to a straight face. And unless she's so self-indoctrinated and committed to this this illusion that, you know, she's trying to, you know, thrust on the American people.
Well, fortunately for her, that she has people right in that press room at the White House who are helping her. Because, look, remember the press room during the Trump administration? There was a lot of yelling. There were people like Jim Acosta screaming at the Donald Trump's press secretaries. We don't see that anymore. We monitor the press briefings every single day. You don't see that same type at all, that same type of vitriol, that same type of demands for truth. They are just a lot more go along, get along with whatever Jen Psaki has to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, because look, it's their guys in the White House. And when there are guys in the White House, there's, you know, there's privilege, there's special opportunity that comes along with it. Just like when a Republican was in the White House, you know, Republican media, Republican acolytes got some advantage. And, you know, I don't know if that many slept in the Lincoln bedroom or not, but, you know, I'm sure there was some access there that, you know, if you're on the wrong party, forget about sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is a sad situation because, again, the American people have to think about this. It's not Republicans versus Democrat and conservatives versus liberals. It is conservatives versus the left and the left in the mainstream media. It is two on one. Mm-hmm. And so, yes. You know, we have to keep fighting these people. We have to keep getting the word out, and we're doing our best to expose these people because they are not playing fair. They are in this for the Biden administration.
Well, we saw that, you know, beyond the obvious, like you say, the mainstream media and the Democratic Party and the leftists and all that, you've got corporate America. You know, corporate America has been buying into it, although it's kind of interesting. You know, they sided with the Biden administration, but then, you know, with these mandated vaccines and people walking off the job, you know, the CEOs of companies are going, well, maybe we may have jumped the shark here a little bit too quick, you know, and, you know, can we talk?
Yeah, absolutely. It is the same thing as the mainstream media, where I think the American people are wising up, being more wise than whether it's journalists or these corporate types that go woke. The American people understand what's going on, and it's kind of a slow dawning realization for those who don't want to see the truth, people like the media or liberals in the corporate world.
Exactly. Well, and as the wokesters are yelling, even them, you know, let's go Brandon, right?
You thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history? You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Persona's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Recent numbers coming from the Border Patrol, 1.7 million arrested migrants in fiscal year 2021. We've got over a million illegal migrants allowed in the interior of country. They're being flown to various cities in the dark of night, all kept silent, and without any kind of embarrassment or concern about the impact that it has on our national security. You know, the Joe Biden administration could care less the danger that they're putting the American people in a time when we're dealing with COVID and trying to manage mandate vaccines, getting everybody vaccinated and all that. We allow people to come in unvaccinated, without masks. I mean, just throw caution to the wind. It's meaningless because of the program that that the Biden administration is on. And this is what we have to see loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen, that this isn't our program. This is not about America first. This is not about protecting American citizens. This is all about the Democratic Party and protecting their own interests. That's really the crossroads where we're at right now, and you've got to be able to see this with your eyes wide open. Chris Chmielewski joins us now. He's the number USA Deputy Director. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Chris, what do you see? Am I off here? I mean, we've got to see this for what it is, and we keep trying to think, you know, we think in terms that people are just not that nefarious. They're not that diabolical. You know, we think that most people are well-meaning. You know, our political parties are looking out for our best interest. But it's clear the Democrats have really sold themselves out, which to me has been quite obvious because, and you and I talked about this, I believe the last time or the time before, that they tried to sell these programs and these plans to their own constituency, and they could only get about 30% approval just from Democratic partisans themselves. But now here they are in control pretty much of our government and all the levers. And they're still insisting on forcing down the throats of all of us what even 30%, only 30% of their own party members could go along with. And they're just bound and determined and hell-bent, no matter what, to force this down our throats, which is the fundamental transformation of our country, part due, that was first introduced by one Barack Obama.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple of points first on your opening statement there. The reported 1.7 million border arrests from fiscal year 2021, that's a 35-year high we're looking at. Mm-hmm. You know, those are numbers that we haven't seen since the 1980s. So just to give you an idea, and another thing too is we're really starting to see the trends move back towards unaccompanied minors and family units, because they know that the administration is actually using Title 42, the COVID expulsion rule, to expel single adult males, but they're exempting the unaccompanied alien children and the family units, which means that, you know, foreigners know what our policies are. But, you know, it's just, I think what the administration has done is they figured we can go in this open borders direction because immigration isn't a high priority for Democratic voters. So they don't really care. The ones who really care are the more Republican voters, and we're not getting their vote anyway. Well, now you're starting to see that Democratic voters are concerned about this. And, you know, it's going to probably bite them in the butt in the 2022 elections, and it may end up helping to cost them the Virginia gubernatorial this year.
We can only hope so. Chris, you know, I think that the Democrats have overplayed their hand in thinking that the new math, that their constituents were all, you know, they were all trained on the new math and they could go along with this fuzzy calculations. But they're starting to realize, look, you cannot flood the country with people who aren't supporting, you know, the cause here. You know, just come in and get just cause, you know, you come in illegally and get free health care and free education. You know, somebody's going to pay for that. And who pays for it is the middle and lower class of our country. They're the ones that take the biggest hit.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's, you know, there were a couple of reports this morning that the president met with members of both moderate Democrats yesterday and progressive Democrats about their budget reconciliation bill, and immigration is still on the table, and that's going to cost taxpayers billions and billions of dollars if they decide to go forward with that. So, you don't have brain surgeons and lawyers and attorneys and doctors coming across the border illegally.
Right.
You have, you know, you have high school educated at best laborers coming in from Central America who are going to earn, you know, $15 an hour if they get a job here in the U.S. You know, they're certainly not going to pay enough taxes to cover the amount of services that they will utilize. So the ones who are going to pay for it is the middle class Americans.
Of course. And then along with the group of people coming in, of course, it's being reported that you've got gang members coming in. And they're, who are they going to torment? You know, it's not like they're going to Martha's Vineyard and hang out there and go torment the Obamas. You know, they're going to go into these poverty-stricken areas of our country because birds of a feather flock together, and they're going to torment the holy what-have-you of these communities as they have been doing in the past. So, you know, the drug running will continue heavily here in this country, sex trafficking and on, not to mention the brutal murders of the children of these families. And Joe Biden and the administration is just, they're just blind to all that and totally ignoring the obvious history and the empirical data that backs up what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. And to go along with that, they have essentially abolished ICE. Two memos that have come out over the last week and a half or so. One, eliminating worksite raids, so they're not going to look for illegal workers anymore. And they've also ordered ICE to prioritize deportations to make sure that the only people that they're prosecuting are violent criminals. Everybody else is fine, you know? So you don't have ICE enforcing immigration laws anymore and trying to promote national security and public safety. And, you know, you got police officers losing their jobs because they're not getting the vaccine. So we're walking away from their jobs because they refuse to get the vaccine. So you're seeing an uptick in crime, and it's all connected. It's absolutely connected, all these things.
Yeah, these memos that you're referring to from Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, I mean, what a joke. I mean, he's telling people one thing and doing another. And, of course, the migrants, they get the true message. You know, they get outfitted with their Biden-Harris T-shirts and on the road again. And how many thousands of people are waiting there in the pass to come down in and storm, you know, Mexico's northern border and our southern border?
Right. Well, it's amazing. You know, when they first got into office, when Biden first took office, you know, they attacked the border policies, the Remain in Mexico, the border wall construction, you know, some of the asylum procedures. You know, and they've already basically limited, handcuffed ICE in what they can and can't do. They've released illegal aliens who already have final removal orders. They released them from detention and let them roam free until they actually get around to deporting them, and they actually do.
Yeah. Right.
We keep on thinking of, you know, what else can they do to roll back enforcement? And they just keep on finding more things.
Exactly. So, I mean,
you've got to give them an A-plus for creativity, right?
Well, and for putting, you know, our families at risk, because, as you say, these violent criminals that they let run around the streets, is like, you know, how many are they picking up and saying, well, yeah, they were determined to be a violent criminal, but we didn't deport them. And so they were, you know, they went on to commit, you know, additional violent criminal activity. I mean,
yeah.
This just does not make any sense. It doesn't make any sense because we're trying to be reasonable. But for the Democrats and Joe Biden, see, this is where people need to be a little bit discerning here. You got to understand, this works fine for Joe Biden. You know, it may not work fine for you, but for Biden and the progressives and the Democratic left of America, man, they're just, you know, this has just taken us further and further down that road to where we get so desperate that we're willing to surrender all our freedoms to the very people that put us in jeopardy.
And something I want to add, you know, you have the unraveling of the interior enforcement and also the border the border policies. But one of the things that concerns me the most is this Mayorkas memo, basically eliminating worksite raids. That's just basically a message to employers across the country: go ahead,
exactly,
hire illegal workers off the books. You don't have to pay payroll taxes on them. You can undercut American workers, directly threaten the jobs of middle-class Americans by hiring cheap foreign labor. And you know what? We're going to let you get away with it. We're not
exactly
going to do anything about it.
Yeah, we're going to let you get away with it as long as you're supporting a Democratic cause. But, you know, if you're not, we're going to bring the full force of the law on your pumpkin head, because that's what they do. They're very selective. So, you know, if you're a Democrat supporter and you're going along to get along, you got coverage. But, you know, if you're a Republican and you go along with that program, boy, you know, they're going to come knocking on your door. They may not be raiding your facility, but, you know, they're going to come in and have a little look-see and a little conversation with you that's not going to be all that pleasant, as we've known what they've done to the likes of, let's say, you know, Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, and others that became, you know, political targets, right?
Right, right.
Way it works.
Exactly.
Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about